Thanks for having me, Tim.
Your statement on the website at WGAUradio.com, and you get into exactly why you're concerned about this. First of all, what seems to be driving this? I don't know what's going on in Columbia County. I think they're just so darn big over there. They actually do probably need to be their own circuit. In our circumstance, it appears to be some folks with some heartburn about the outcome of the DA's election. Are you sideways with the Newton County folks? Are they sideways with you? What's driving this?
No, I don't think I'm sideways with most people in Newton County. I mean, obviously, the DA, no matter what position you're in, there's some things you're going to do that's going to upset some people. But, you know, it's hard to say because I just didn't know about the vote until the afternoon that it got added to the agenda at the last minute. And that's my concern. Obviously, the county commission can vote on whatever they want to vote on, but I just have an issue with doing it at the last minute so that nobody with any knowledge about the circuit could actually be present to provide any information. So, you know, I have some suspicions, obviously. I think other people have pointed out that partisan politics have a lot to do with it. But again, when you don't know about the resolution until the last minute, it's kind of hard to know what the motivations are.
What are the mechanics here? Houston Gaines, Representative Gaines, stepped us through some of this. What's involved in this? And I don't even know if you would know. I mean, it's not really your purview to know. You're there to prosecute cases. But to your general understanding, what would need to happen?
Right. Representative Gaines, probably know a little bit more just because it does come down to the state legislator. You know, I mean, ultimately, the resolution that was passed by the Newton County Commissioners really has no legal bearing on whether or not something happens or not as far as splitting a circuit. It is up to the state legislator. They have to pass a bill. My understanding is that has to, obviously, just like any other bill, pass the Senate, the state Senate, the state House, and then get signed off by the governor before it becomes the law. Typically, there's studies done before any bill is proposed as far as caseload and things like that to make sure it's something that is actually needed.
Randy McGinley with us on DA in this two-county circuit, Newton and Walton counties, the Alcove circuit. Again, elected back in November. You didn't have a runoff, did you, or did you? Refresh my memory.
It was just November.
Yeah, just you and Destiny Bryant, as I recall, the
Correct.
Candidates there,
Correct.
And then you prevailed in that election. Again, the difference in counties, and folks who live here obviously know the different dynamics between Oconee and Clark counties. One is very red, the other is very blue. What are the dynamics, if any? What are the distinctions, if you will, between Walton and Newton counties? Are they discernible or significant?
There is some. It's not quite as extreme, I think, as Clark and Oconee. Walton, obviously, is a very conservative, very Republican county. I think I carried Walton County just shy of 75% of the vote. I think it was like 74.5% of the vote. Newton County, it was 55-45. So I got, 45% of the vote. And that wasn't just me. That was pretty across the board as far as other countywide elections being about 45% Republican, 55% Democrat. So nowhere near as extreme as some of the other counties around us, sort of like Clark and Oconee are.
I see where, shifting gears quickly, Randy McGinley, DA in Newton and Walton counties, I see where the executive order, the judicial order from the Georgia Supreme Court,
right.
The state of emergency extended for at least the better part of the next month, essentially means, I say your job is to prosecute cases. I don't know you're getting to do a whole lot of that these days. What are you folks able to do?
Well, we're trying to have court as much as possible, and often that involves video court. We've shifted back. You know, when this pandemic first started, really upgraded the technology in the courtrooms to be able to allow us to handle as much as possible using, I guess, Zoom. I think everybody is kind of well aware of what Zoom is nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trials, like you said, the order does prohibit trials for at least another month. However, it says that they are likely going to allow jury trials to start in March. And my understanding is the order even allows the clerk's office to go ahead and send out summons for jurors. And so that way the idea would be that you could actually start trial soon after this order ends, maybe even as early as March. I think 15th is a Monday. And that's what I think a lot of jurisdictions, I know Walton County, we may be aiming for that. Newton County, you know, we have a committee in each county that the Chief Justice requires you to have to make sure you can do trials safely. And we've taken every precaution you possibly can and have plans in place to do this as safely as possible, but still making sure we obviously protect everybody's rights as well.
You know, you walk in the door in a normal day. You walk into the door with a case backlog, wherever you are, whoever you are. I can only imagine what that must look like now.
Yeah, and, you know, they let us have grand juries starting back in October, and that really helped as far as getting uncharged cases move. But now you have anybody that's wanting a trial. We haven't had a trial since February, I think, in either county, Newton or Walton. We would have tried between the two counties probably 8 or 9 murders and other very serious cases, and we haven't tried anything. And as you're well aware, obviously crime does not stop, even during a pandemic. And so, yeah, there is a backlog. We are doing everything we can to help resolve cases. We've shifted some gears on that, expanded some things to allow cases to still be resolved. But, yeah, I mean, the backlog is there as far as trial cases. But, you know, we're well-suited and well-staffed to be able to deal with that backlog as well, though.
All right, Randy McGinley, DA, the Alcove Circuit, Newton and Walton Counties, right next door. Best of luck moving forward. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim. Anytime you need anything, give me a call.